Not only have I been edified from the message spread by God's messenger,
也从诗班所唱的诗歌我得到造就。
But also I have been edified from the presentations by the choir.
我觉得每一次诗班所唱的有一个特点。
I notice that there is one characteristic every time among the presentations by the choir.
就是他们把字唱出来唱得很清楚，我们听得很明白。
And that is they enunciate very well, and we can hear every single and understand every single word.
所以我认为他们所唱的诗歌就是一篇的信息。
And so I believe what they're singing is a message.
这是我们大会的第一个特点。
And that is one special characteristic of all our meetings.
第二个特点，我们两个讲员都有同样的感受。
And secondly, both the speakers have one similar feeling.
我们美国东南区的弟兄姊妹们好像比较单纯。
And that the brothers and sisters residing in southeastern America seems to have more of a child's heart.
我们在别的区领夏令会的时候，我们常常会发现奇奇怪怪的思想。
We have discovered when we go to other places in America that some of the brothers and sisters have very strange thoughts at times.
我们觉得我们这一区的弟兄姊妹很可爱。
And we think that all of you here are very lovable.
我求主给你们照亮、造就有这样的保守的心、单纯的心。
And we pray that you continue to keep your simple ways of heart and thought.
第三个好处
The third good thing
我发现我们这里无论是查经班团契教会大家配搭得很好
I've discovered that there is a very good cohesion and cooperation no matter whether it's between church or Bible study or fellowship
这个长处在别的区很少看见了
And it is a strength that is seldom seen anywhere else
我要祷告求主祝福你们
And so it is my prayer that the Lord will bless you
一直保持这样的配搭这样的合作
and that you will continuously maintain such cooperation among you
这个真正是教会的生活
and that is to truly live a life of the church
我们对内彼此相爱
and that we will love all within ourselves
我们对外热心传福音
and that we will concentrate on spreading the gospel from without
那这些长处我都应当讲一讲
and I wish to share with you all the strengths that I have noticed
也许你们没有到过别的区那个夏令会你们也许觉得这个长处很普通
Perhaps since you have not been to many other gospel meetings you felt like these are not particular strengths
其实这个不普通啊
But it is not ordinary I assure you
这个是神在你们中间所做的工作
Because it is God's work among yourselves
你们要好好地保持主给你们的恩典
It is something that you ought to strive to maintain
好现在我要讲最后一堂的信息
And now I wish to share with you the last message
我要请求各位再祷告一次
And I want to ask that we pray once more
这一次要请求你们为你自己祷告也为讲的方面祷告了
And I've asked that you pray for yourselves and you pray for the speaker and the interpreter
如果你过去还没有听见神的声音那这一堂你要祷告主主啊你向我说话
If you have not heard God speaking to you before please pray now that God will speak to you
你为我们讲的方面的祷告是让我们能够照着神的心意传达出来
And pray that the speaker and the interpreter will be able to share the message according to God's heart and will.
好，现在大家低头默默地祷告。
Let us pray in silence.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢您。
Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
这几天来，我们实在看见你的同在。
We have seen you being with us in these past couple of days.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你是在借着各个讲员向我们说话。
Through the speakers, you have spoken to us.
我们在这里，我们一同敬拜，一同感恩。
We come to you and we worship you and we thank you.
最后一堂，我们还是仰望主。
On the last session, we look forward to you.
把我们所需要的话赐下来。
That you will give us your word in which we need.
因为你的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
Because your words are like a lamp unto our path and a light unto our feet.
没有你的话，我们就不懂得走前面的道路。
And if we don't have your words, we do not know how to proceed onward.
因此，我们来到你面前，一同仰望你。
And so we come to you and we look forward to your provision.
使到讲的、欢的、听的都得到好处。
And that no matter if they're speaking or the interpreter or the people who are listening, that you bless them all.
我们这样的仰望祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And this we pray through Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请大家来看彼得前书二章九节，我们最后来读一次。
Turn.To 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 1 Peter 2:9
彼得前书二章九节
1 Peter 2:9
这一节的经文是关乎神的国度 权柄荣耀。
This talks about God's kingdom, His power, His glory.
就是告诉我们已经有的地位。
And tells us of our current status.
现在我就是读英文，读中文，我们一同来读一次。
So let us read together, whether in Chinese or English.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有尊尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗入奇妙光明节的美德。最后一句话就是说到我们要宣扬主耶稣基督的美德。
And the last part you notice that we may declare the praises of God and His wonderful light.
我们要怎么样宣扬呢？
So how are we going to do that?
那就来看哥林多后书第五章。
Turn if you will to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians 5.
哥林多后书第五章，我们从十四节要读到最后。
We're going to read from chapter 5, verse 14 to the end of the chapter.
我想我们就台上来读就好了。读中文以后再读英文。哥林多后书第五章十四节开始。原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，就叫哪些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。所以你们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了。虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了，一切都是出于神，他就是基督，使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过患归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，这里提到做基督的使者，就好像神见我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好教我们在他里面成为神的义。
2 Corinthians 5:14-21. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore,If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. So noted here, as though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf.Be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
我们要宣扬基督，我就找到了一个题目，叫做基督的使者。
Since we are to declare Jesus, the topic that I wish to share with you today is God's ambassadors.
这一段的经文，我们从头一直读到最后，我们就发现基督的使者可以说是这一段的经文的中心的思想。
And the scriptural message we have just read, we can see that Christ's ambassadors, could be the central theme of this entire passage.
不单传道人是基督的使者，我们众圣徒都是基督的使者。
Not only are preachers Christ's ambassadors, but all of the believers are as well.
我们大家都要为主做见证。
We all need to hold testimonies on behalf of Jesus.
那么我们做基督使者的人，我们究竟有哪些地方应该注意的？
And so which are the details that we should pay attention to now that we know we are Christ's ambassadors?
我们先要看十七节说什么。
Let us look at verse 17 first.
这里说若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
Verse 17 says, If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
这里就是告诉我们，做一个基督的使者，一定先要有这个新的生命。
And to be Christ's ambassador, you need to have a new life first.
我们过去是在旧造里边，现在一定要在新造里边。
Previously we were old creatures, and now we must be new creaturesAnd if you're following the nature of the old Adam, you're an old creature.
旧造的人他一定是软弱的，一定是失败的。
And such a person is typified by many failures and many weaknesses.
他一定是犯罪的，他一定是黑暗的。
He sins constantly, he is with the forces of darkness.
他们的人生是没有方向。
There is no direction in their lives.
他们不晓得在地上究竟要做什么。
They don't know what they should do while they're on earth.
他们最后就是到火湖里面去了。
And in the end, they will be cast into the lake of fire.
可以说在亚当里面就造成的是非常的可怜，非常的痛苦。
And the person who is following the old Adam, he is to be pitied. He is living in pain.
今天我们在新造里面。
And today we are new creatures.
我们感谢主，我们里面有平安，我们有喜乐。
We thank God because there's peace within us, there's joy within us.
我们里面有生命。
That there's life within us.
我们有人生，有方向。
That there's direction in our lives.
我们最后就到天国里面去。
And in the end, we will be in heaven with Him.
所以我们要感谢主，赞美主。
And so we need to praise Him and we need to thank Him.
那如何从旧造里边迁到新造里边？
And so how do we transit from old creature to a new one?
我想多数的弟兄姊妹都知道了。
I think the majority of you know.
我真是盼望我们中间如果有魔道朋友，你也要知道。
It is my hope that if you are not yet believer, that you would seek to know.
如果你想做一个基督的使者。
That you, if you want to become a Christ ambassador,
那就很简单。
And that is very simple.
就是接受主耶稣基督的救恩。
And that is to accept the salvation offered by Jesus Christ.
实实在在的认罪悔改。
And to really repent of your sins.
我自己的经验也带领别人有这样的经验。
And in my experience, and through my leading, others have shared the same thing.
单单承认自己是一个罪人还不够。
That it is not sufficient to simply admit you're a sinner.
应该是彻底的认罪。
Because you need to wholeheartedly repent.
从小到大到现在，我们犯了多少罪，还是记得圣灵光照我们，我们都应该一一的都认出来。
And let the Holy Spirit help you list all the sins that you have ever committed from the time that you're little until now.
因为我们犯罪是一件一件的犯罪，我们认罪应该是一件一件的认罪。
Because we committed our sins one by one, therefore we need to repent of them one by one.
应该最后还要说一句话：主啊，我不记得罪太多了，都求你赦免我。
And in the end, you should really say that the sins I cannot remember is too many.To ask for forgiveness for all of them.
我觉得宋长元博士啊，叫人家彻底的认罪啊，这个很对的。
And I think Dr. Soon, who asked us to repent in totality, that is very correct.
没有彻底的认罪啊，我们拖泥带水的信耶稣。
Because if you do not repent in totality, you're always holding something back in your belief in Jesus.
里面不干净了，就不可能圣灵充满我们。
You're not totally clean within you, therefore the Holy Spirit will not indwell in you.
应该一个人得救了，就彻底的认罪，圣灵一定是在他里面的满满有的充满的。
If a person has to be saved and you repent of all of your sins in totality, then the Holy Spirit will be indwelt in you.
如果你我这样做，最后你求耶稣基督住在你的里面，那你就重生得救。
And so if you do so, and therefore in the end you ask for Jesus to come within your heart, then you will be saved and have a new life.
耶稣基督不愿意住一个污秽的地方。
The Lord Jesus will not dwell in a place that is still unclean.
所以我们第一次认罪的时候一定要很彻底，里面扫得干干净净，让耶稣基督住在里面很舒服，不然的话他觉得很痛苦。
So if you are going to repent of your sins, do so in totality. Therefore, your entire heart will be cleansed. Otherwise, he will be inside, but yet he will still not feel comfortable.
你看我们第一天来的时候，我们打开这个钥匙一看呢，房间呢，我们喜欢干净的。如果里面呢那个污秽的，我们赶快跑出来了。哎，不行，我要调一个房间。
For example, the first day that you come here, you insert your key, you go into your room, and if you see a clean room, you will feel very good. Otherwise, you will demand for a new room.
我们知道这个意思呢，我们就彻底的认罪。
And so now that you know the meaning behind this, you need to repent of your sins.
我相信这样做对你是有帮助的。
I believe if you do so, that will be helpful to you.
如果不是这样的话，我们做一个基督的使者，那就是瞎子领瞎子了，怎么能够引导别人归主呢？
Otherwise, if you do not do so, then even if you try to be a Christ ambassador, it will be the blind leading the blind. How can that be effective?
耶稣基督说：“瞎子领瞎子啊，两个都掉到坑里面去。”
The Lord Jesus says, "If the blind leads the blind, then both will fall into the pit."
如果我们有爱心要引导别人归主，自己先要归主。
If we love, if we have love and we want to lead others to Christ, we need to make sure we come to Christ first.
这里告诉我们第一点就是要有新的生命。
And so, what is being told us here, the point number one is you need to have a new life.
第二点，这里告诉我们什么？
What does the second point tell us?
十四节到十五节。
Look at verses 14 through 15.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，只叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而获得主活。
For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
我们蒙恩得救的人。
Now those of us who have come under grace and have been saved,
我们都知道耶稣基督为我们死了。
We know that Jesus died for us.
如果常常想到这个真理，我们就被他的爱激励起来。
If you reflect upon that truth very often, you will be encouraged by such truth.
每逢拿饼拿杯的时候，我们要思想到主耶稣基督实在太爱我们这个人。
And every time you partake in the Holy Communion, you need to reflect that the Lord Jesus really truly loved us.
每一次拿饼拿杯的时候，你想到主的爱呀，是在我们心里面再一次受感动，有时候都会流下眼泪。
And sometimes when you partake in the cup and the bread, you would think of how tremendous God's love is, and it would even bring you to tears.
这个爱激励我们，我们应该做什么
？And so since this love encourages us, what should we do?
十五节告诉我们，我们要为主而活。
Verse 15 tells us that we need to live for the Lord.
他为我们死，我们就为他而活。
Because He died for us, we need to live for Him.
我在菲律宾有十七年的工作。
I ministered for 17 years in the Philippines.
有一个弟兄，他很有见证。
There is one brother who give very good testimonies.
他的妻子在三十五岁也是侍奉主的，想不到忽然间就死去了，离开世界。
His wife, who was only 35 years old, she served the Lord as well. All of a sudden, she died.
当然神有神的美意。
Now of course God has a special will.
因为这个姊妹死呢，好像一个妹子埋在地里面，结出许多子粒来。
And when the sister died, it seems like she is a fruit, and she will be able to bear many fruits afterwards.
众教会里面很多的青年人受感动，奉献出来的。
And because of that, a lot of the young people in the churches, they were touched and they stood out and committed their lives to the Lord.
然而这位弟兄啊，他一时得不到安慰，很伤心，很痛苦。
But this brother, he was not consoled, and so he was kind of living in pain. He was grieving.
感谢主，以后主擦干了他的眼泪。
But thank God, later on, God wiped his tears away.
好，当他把妻子埋葬的时候
，and when he buried his wife,
我们中国人在菲律宾那个地方啊，有一个范围就是叫做花人的那个坟墓。
And the Chinese people are given a special area, to bury dead people in the Philippines.
每逢夫妻两个人，如果另一个人先死啊，不是买一个坟墓，是买两个坟墓啊，就是开两个洞。
And so, if there's a husband and wife, if one died, then you will bury one, but you will provide space, i.e., two holes for two people.
当然，这个弟兄啊，就把妻子啊，就埋葬进去了。
And so, of course, this brother, buried his wife.
外面挂一个牌子，就是他妻子的名字，什么时候生的，什么时候离开世界的。
And then they would put this graveyard stone and put an epitaph on it, putting the name of his wife and when she was born and when she died.
那另外一个洞呢
？And the other half.
那这个空空的看一个洞了，不好看呢。
Now there was this big hole and that doesn't look so good.
我们中国人的这个习惯呢是这样的，也是挂一个牌子。
And so the Chinese custom is you also put this other gravestone there.
那个牌子要不要写字啊？
And what should you inscribe on it?
诶，人还没死啊，写什么字啊
？Well, there's nothing to say because there's no epitaph yet.
所以这个中国人他最喜欢一个字挂在那边，红红的，写一个字，什么字啊？你猜猜看，福字，嘿，没有死的人就福了。
And so the Chinese, they will put a single word there in red, symboling prosperity. So if you haven't died, therefore you prosper.
这个弟兄姐给我商量。
And so this brother came to me and discussed with me.
他说这是世俗的看法，没有死就有福，死了就没有福，就没有福了，是吧？没有死的人就有福啊！这样看法不对。
And he says this is kind of the worldly point of view that if you are not dead, if you are living, therefore you prosper. I don't particularly like this type of custom.
他来找我的意思啊，是要我替他想一个字。
And so the reason that he came to me is he wanted me to think of something to put on the gravestone, tombstone.
对，我说对不起了，我想不起来。你还是你自己想比较好。
And so I thought, I really can't help you there. It's probably better if you do it.
过了一个礼拜，他回来给我说了。
Now after a week, he came to me again.
他说四个字可以吧
？He said, "Can I put four words on there?"
我说当然可以啊，你写八个字也可以啊。
And I said, "Sure, of course, you can put as many as you want."
他说不要，四个字就好。
And he said, "No, I'm just going to put four words."
他说你的毛笔字写的比较好啊，请你写好不好？
And he said, you can do Chinese calligraphy better, so can you do it for me?
我说那四个字啊。
And I said, which four words?
他说啊，我的太太是为主而死，我是为主而活。
He said, my wife died for the Lord, and I live for him.
好，我就拿笔拿起来给他写四个字，为主而活。
And so I brought the brush, and I said, to live for the Lord.
写完以后我就告诉他了。
And afterwards I told him,
喂，这个要小心哦。
And I said, you must be careful.
以后真的为主而活。
Because you must live for the Lord from now on.
当然了，那当然了。
And he said, of course, of course.
哎呀，真是感谢主。
And thank God.
这几十年来，我看见这位弟兄。
Because in the past couple of decades, I've watched him.
真是为主而活。
He really lived for God.
自己非常的节俭。
that he is always very stingy for himself.
所有的都愿意给主。
And he will give everything to the Lord.
今天他在全世界各地讲道。
And he is now traveling and being an evangelist in all different types of nations.
他也曾经到非洲赫人中间做宣教士。
And he has been a missionary among the African people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们不一定这样做。
We may not necessarily do this.
但是这里圣经告诉我们说，我们一定要为主而活。
But the Bible clearly tells us that we must live for the Lord.
什么叫做为主而活呢？
So how do you live for the Lord?
这个很简单。
That's very simple.
我想大家都晓得了。
And I think all of you know.
如果你是读书，那是为主来读。
And that is, if you're a student, then be a student for the Lord.
读了书以后就给主用。
And that you will be used by the Lord after you graduate.
我现在啊，很多人是个。什么哲学的理论呢？什么进化论呢？现在需要你们这些专业人员，你们这些专家，应该写出来的正道，来向人这个来宣传主的福音。
And you need to be the learned people that take up the cause of the Lord in terms of refuting certain other discrepancies, in terms of refuting theories that do not correspond to your faith.
为什么他们不对的文章一直发表？这个对的文章，我们基督的文章就很多，为什么大家不多一点写呢？
So how come a lot of people would pen and write articles that are anti-Christian, and yet we Christians do not stand up and write articles of our own?
我们赚钱为主赚钱。
If you're earning money, making money, then do so for the Lord.
赚了钱我们要给主用。
And the money that you make, let it be used for God's purpose.
犹太人最少把十分之一献给神。
Now the Jewish people, they give a minimum of 10% to God.
请问我们基督徒所得的恩典是不是超过犹太人？
And do we as Christians, have we received more grace than the Jewish people?
我们是超过犹太人的。
That is so.
犹太人有地上的祝福，如果他们不信耶稣，他们有天上的恩典。
If the Jews, if they're blessed while they're on this earth, they do not know Jesus, they will not have grace when they're in heaven.
今天我们天上的恩典，地上的福气，我们都有。
Today we have grace from heaven and we have been blessed while we are on this earth.
耶稣基督在路加福音12:48说：“我多得谁，就向谁多要。”
In Luke chapter 12:48, Jesus said, "To whom I have entrusted more, to whom I shall ask for."
我们的奉献应该是超过十分之一才对呀。
And so we should give more than 10% of our income.
否则我们的神的心不满足。
Otherwise, it is difficult to satisfy our God.
应该不单是十分之一归给神了，十分之九我们还要祷告神了，我要怎么用？因为这个钱是你的。
Not only should we tithe for 10%, we also need to ask God to give us wisdom to show us what to do with the other 90%.
我们的神不会没有那么无情的，是吧？钱给你含巴郎，全部给你拿回来。
Our God is not a very stingy God that will bless us first and then take everything back.
我们神不是这么做的。
Our God is not that way.
他给你就给你了。
Whatever he has given you, he has blessed you. 而且
看看你在钱财上面呢，你爱主不爱主。
And he wants to see how much you love him through the way you use your money.
所以我们基督徒可以发财，但发财不要放在自己里面呢，我们应该给神用。
So it is okay if you're a Christian and you make big money, but don't keep it all to yourself. Use it for the purpose of God.
有时候我看见了这个佛教徒啊，哎呀，他们现在信仰是错误，但是他们很爱他们的菩萨。
Sometimes I look at the Buddhist believers. Now they do not believe correctly, but they really truly follow their gods.
只要和尚讲一句话，哎呀，他们钱呐，哗嚓哗嚓，钱都来了。
Now if the monk says something like about needing money, then a lot of them are not stingy at all. They would pour out their money for it.
那我们得到的是真正的恩典。
Now we have truly become under grace.
当教会有需要的时候，差会有需要的时候，劝弟兄怎么样？哎，劝到啊，这个话都要说干了。哎，钱没有几多。
And yet, when we need money, whether to build a new church or whether to spread missions or whatever, a lot of times we talk till we can no longer say any words, and yet there is still no money.
有时候我都责备自己。
Sometimes I fault myself.
我们做基督徒的爱主，还不如佛教徒爱他的菩萨。
Sometimes we as Christians, we say we love the Lord, and yet we do not compare with the degree of how the Buddhists love their gods.
他们一讲到他们这个佛理论的需要的时候，他们什么金条啊，哎呀，一条一条都拿出来。
I have seen the Buddhists, when they said there is a need, they would even bring out all their gold and all their stored cash for the cause.
我们要盖礼拜堂了，我们要请牧师了，哦，我们没有钱了。
And yet, when we're supposed to build a church, when we want a new pastor or preacher to come with us, we say, oh, we have no money.
为主而活就是为主赚钱，为主用钱。
To live for the Lord is to make money for the Lord and to give it for his cause.
我们的孩子们是神所赐给我们。
Now, God has given us our children.
我们是听神来管理我们的孩子。
That we're merely stewards on behalf of the Lord.
如果神有一天呼召我们的孩子们、儿女们呢，来做宣教师，我们赞成不赞成？
If one day the Lord should call one of your child to become a full-time missionary, are you going to accept or not?
过去在东方的基督徒啊，很多不赞成。
Sometimes in the Far East, the Christians do not agree with that.
神真是盼望着北美洲的弟兄姊妹，你会赞成。
It is my hope that you, while you live in North America, that you will be more open to that idea.
因为这个儿女本来不是我们的，是神所赐的。
Because the children do not belong to you, they are gifts from God.
神按他的心意呼召他们，我们赞成，我们不但赞成了，而且为他祷告，托付他们。
So if God, according to His will, were to call your children to come out and to serve Him full time, then we should pray and support them.
那很多人呢是把属灵跟说是的把它隔开，分得很清楚。
Now a lot of us make a clear division line between what is spiritual and what is secular.
然而我们从真理来看，这样分是不对的。
But if you look at it from the viewpoint of truth, that is an incorrect division.
是看我们里面的动机是为谁。
Because we need to examine our internal motivation.
如果动机是为自己呀、啊，你去讲道都是说是的，都不是不是属灵的。
Because if you're motivated by your own selfish needs and desires, even if you preach, that is not spiritual.
如果你在家庭里面做一些杂事啊，你是为主做啊，使到你的家人呢、啊、更属灵，使到你的家人更有时间付出什么，你所做的杂事就是属灵。
Well, on the other hand, if you do things such as clean house or whatever chores around the house, if you're doing so for the Lord, so that other people in your family will have more time to serve the Lord, then that is a spiritual matter.
我们为主而活的呢，最要紧是看我们里面的内心。我的内心是为主而活，所以你所做的就是为主，那你就对了。
And so to live for the Lord is to have the correct and clear internal motivation, and the things that you do is for His cause.
第三点。
Thirdly,
我们看十六节。
Let us look at verse 16.
所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌恋人了，虽然凭着外貌恋过基督，如今却不再这样恋他了。
So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer.
这节经文告诉我们什么意思？
So what does this verse tell us?
告诉我们保罗的改变。
It tells us about the change within the Apostle Paul.
他的观点的改变。
That he has a different point of view.
他不单有新的生命
Not only does he have a new life
他不单有新的生活
Not only does he have a new way of life
保罗也有新的观点
Paul now has a new point of view
今天告诉我们做基督的使节我们也要有新的观点
And today this tells us to be Christ's ambassadors you have to have a new point of view
保罗以前看耶稣基督怎么样
So how does Paul use to regard Jesus Christ
可能他看他是一个先知
Maybe he's treated him as a prophet
可能他看他是一个新的宗教的发起人
Maybe he saw him as the origin of a new religion
可能保罗啊更坏了看耶稣基督是异端
Perhaps Paul thought of Jesus Christ as the beginning of a cult
但是经过大马士路上耶稣基督向他显现
But on the road to Damascus when Jesus Christ showed himself to him
他完全改变
He changed totally
他认识耶稣基督是救主
He saw Jesus as Savior
耶稣基督是神的儿子
That Jesus is the Son of God
耶稣基督就是神
That Jesus is God.
耶稣基督是中保。
And that He is our advocate.
耶稣基督是大祭司。
That He is our chief priest.
耶稣基督是再来的君王。
And that is He is going to be the king that will come in it again.
哎呀，保罗完全改变了。
And so Paul changed totally.
他有新的观点了。
He has a new point of view.
那今天对我们来讲，我们应该有新的观点。
And today, the same way with us, we need to have a different point of view.
在信主以前，我们看一切都是旧的；现在信主了，用主的眼光的看这个世界。
Prior to believing, everything we see, everything we looked upon, it is of the old nature. And now we should have a new look, a new nature.
用新的眼光来看耶稣基督。
That we should have a new way of looking at Jesus Christ.
陈牧师提过玛利亚同犹大。
Pastor Chen mentioned Mary and Judah.
玛利亚献了个香膏。
And we noticed that Mary brought forth the balm onto Jesus.
她这样做有她的观点。
She has a point of view.
犹大在那边说红颜话，他有他的观点。
And when Judas criticized that, he has a different point of view.
两个人的观点是哪一个对呢？
And so which one of these two viewpoints is correct?
今天当然我们知道了。
Today, of course, we know.
犹大错了，玛利亚对。
Now, Mary was correct, and Judas was incorrect.
但是在当时啊，恐怕没有多少人知道哦。
But at the time, perhaps it wasn't so clear.
这个作为一个基督徒啊，一定要有新的观点。
To be a Christian, you need to have this new point of view.
要看见我们的一切信的主啊，一定不会错的。
And that it is correct for us to give of ourselves and everything we own to Jesus.
奉献我们的时间。
And to give up our time,
奉献我们的金钱
to give up our money,
奉献我们的恩赐
to give up of our gifts,
我们多多的给主一定不会错的。
And that it is correct for us to give as much as we can to Jesus.
印度有一个弟兄
There's this brother in India.
这个人很出名的。
And he's very famous.
以后他传道，我们的西藏啊，大概是死在中国的西藏。
And he was a preacher. He started from India and he ended up in Chinese Tibet.
当他刚刚要信主的时候,
right when he was becoming a Christian,
面临一个好厉害的选择,
he was faced with a terrible decision.
是耶稣呢,还是金银财宝呢?
Whether he was going to choose Jesus or all the gold and silver.
因为他的家庭是印度教。
Because his family were Hindus.
他的爸爸,他的叔叔是很有钱的。
And his father and his uncle were very wealthy.
他的爸爸就是这一个杜斯勒。呢还是金银财宝呢?
Whether he was going to choose Jesus or all the gold and silver.
因为他的家庭是印度教。
Because his family were Hindus.
他的爸爸,他的叔叔是很有钱的。
And his father and his uncle were very wealthy.
他的爸爸就是这一个杜斯勒儿子,就是一个。
And he was the only son of the lineage of the family.
在印度教里面呢,这个孩子是信耶稣基督那不得了了不是打死就是赶出门了
and so if you're a devout Hindu family and you have a family member a son that turned into a Christian you need to disown or disinherit them
所以他的爸爸他的叔叔非常的难过怎么办呢
and so his father and his uncle didn't know what to do
这两个老人家商量好了
and so they had a discussion
有一天晚上
so one night
就请这一位来
and he asked the son to come forward
好了就来到那个房间
And they showed him a room.
他的叔叔就把那个房门开起来。
And they opened the door to this room.
这个弟兄一看，哎呀，不得了，里面都是金银财宝。
And this brother he looked, and inside the room piled high is all the gold and silver.
叔叔就告诉他。
And the uncle said,
这个是我们先代遗留下来的金银财宝。
That these are the family jewels.
这个值的，这价钱呢就没有办法算的。
And that the value is incalculable.
现在就问你了。
And so the question to you,
你要选这个金银财宝啊，还是选耶稣基督？
Are you going to choose this room full of treasure, or are you going to choose Jesus Christ?
哎呀，这个年轻的人啊，看这个金银财宝真喜欢呢。
And he looked and he saw what was in the room, and he was very sorely tempted.
也许现在因为他不要信耶稣，把他拿来以后再说吧。
Perhaps he thought, well, perhaps he can postpone his belief in Jesus for a while and take the treasures first.
他觉得这个意念不对。
He thought, no, that is not the way to think.
所以按了做一个祷告。
And so he prayed.
主啊，我还是选你呢，还是选这个金银财宝啊？
He said, Lord, which should I choose, you or the treasure?
他祷告了以后，有句话就来了。
And after he prayed, God gave him this word.
你得到全世界失去灵魂有什么益处呢？
What does it profit a man if they earn the whole world and loses his soul?
好，他对他叔叔说。
And so he told his uncle.
我不要金银财宝。
That I'm going to turn you down. I will not go for the treasure.
我要耶稣基督。
That I want Jesus Christ.
这位弟兄就是有一个新的观点
and so this brother has a new point of view
旧的观点觉得你这个大傻瓜就金银财宝是几代以来所赚的钱呢你怎么不要啊
the old point of view might say you are really dumb these are the family jewels for many generations how could you turn it down
我们作为一个基督徒一定要有新的观点
and so we Christians need to have a new viewpoint
大家都晓得中国很出名的一个传道人宋祥杰博士
all of you know a Dr. Jiang Sun a very famous missionary in China
他在俄亥俄哥伦比亚那个大学里面得到化学博士
and he got his degree PhD in chemical engineering in University of Ohio
北京大学知道了马上啊画一个聘函给他请你来做我们北京大学的教授
and after upon his graduation he got an offer to work with the University of Peking
好他面临一个选择了
and so now of course he has a choice
做教授呢还是信仰耶稣基督呢
is he going to declare Jesus Christ or is he going to become a professor
做教授那个时候啊一百多块的大洋啊叮当叮当会响的那个大洋
At that time the compensation for a professor is over 100 silver coins and that was a lot
我记得我们初出来啊做教研的时候啊一个月的薪水是15块大洋啊
At that time when I first come out and taught my salary per month was only 15 of these coins
他有一百多块大洋他不转了这个人真是大傻瓜
And he has over 100 of these coins per month Now if he were not to take that isn't he dumb?
但是他觉得做基督的使者更宝贵
But he thought it was more precious to be Christ's ambassador
一百多块的大洋算什么
That he should not count the preciousness of the 100 coins
所以他回应信我不做你们的教授
And so he responded to the university and say I'm going to turn you down I will not come as a professor
我要做基督的使者
That I'm going to be an ambassador of Christ
他从美国就回到福建去了
And so he returned from America to 福建
我们福建的也没有人请他讲道
And so, did anybody ask for him to preach in Fujian?
我记得那个时候我们还是做小孩子，我们大家觉得他是神经病，教授不做起来了吧？一个薪水一块钱都没有。
At that time, we were very little. We thought how dumb he was. He turned down a job that paid very well, and now he doesn't have a single salary.
他的家人说他是神经病。
And his family even thought that he has something missing up here.
我们大家还觉得他是神经病。
And so everybody thought the same.
没人请他讲道。
Nobody asked for him to come to preach.
那结果他怎么样？
And so what did he do?
你们不听我讲，那我自己来讲。
And so he said, well, if you don't invite me, but I'll come anyway.
所以在街上有110啊，喂，你们来听我这个宋博士讲道。
And so he would go onto the street, he would ring a bell, and he would say, come and listen to me preach.
都有人了，因为他这样信耶稣了。
And so there were people who believed in Jesus because of what he did.
有一次他代表那个教会到福州去开那个卫理公会的大会。
And so one day he was representative of a church, and he went to a certain missions conference.
那个做主席的是刘美的一个学生。
And then the chairman of that conference was a student from America.
他知道宋尚杰博士坐在下面。
And he knew that the Dr. Sun was among the audience.
他说好，我们今天大会开始，请宋博士到前面来祷告。
And so he said, now we're going to start our meeting, and we're going to ask Dr. Sun to come and pray.
他一祷告的时候，到中间呢，穿肠流眼泪，痛哭。
And as he was praying, halfway through the prayer, this entire auditorium filled with people started to cry.
因为他为中国人的需要祷告，为这个教会的荒凉祷告，祷告到流眼泪，痛哭，穿肠的哭了。
Because he prayed so hard, he was crying himself. He was praying for the need of the Chinese. He was praying for the need of the Chinese churches.
以后大家振作请他讲道。
And then people started to ask for him to come to preach.
所以我们看出来宋尚杰这个观点是对的。
And so we see Dr. Sun's viewpoint is correct.
以后在中国，在海外，到处大家争着听他讲道。
And so afterwards, people flocked to hear him, whether he preached in China or whether he preached overseas.
一直到现在，我到南洋国地去讲道的时候，我都听见我是宋尚杰博士奉行的，我是宋尚杰讲道得救的。
Even to the point now where I spread the gospel in the nations of Southeast Asia, people still come up to me and say, "I remember when Dr. Sun preached. I was saved when Dr. Sun preached."
所以我看出来，一个基督徒谨守神的道路是对啊。
And so I think it is correct for a Christian to follow on the path set before him by God.
我们每一个人在观点方面呢，价值观方面呢，一定有个改变。
And so we need to have a change in our viewpoint, in our value system.
我从加州三藩市来。
I come from San Francisco.
两个礼拜以前，我也参加一个夏令会。
2 weeks ago, I was at another summer conference.
因为那个教会啊，是本来没有牧师的。
Now this church didn't have a regular pastor.
在夏令会里面，我发现，哎，有个新的牧师来了。
I discovered there was this new pastor in the summer conference.
那么我就跟他交通了。
And so I communicated with him.
哦，这位牧师怎么样呢？
And I said, well, how are you as pastor?
他在美国得到新化这个生物化学的博士。
And I discovered that he has a PhD in biochemistry.
他在大学里面教书。
That he is a professor in a college.
一个月有几千块钱的收入。
That his salary is several thousand dollars monthly.
但是他心里面呢，他说我有感动，应该做传道人。
But he thought that within his heart he had this leading. He wanted to preach the gospel full time.
差不多祷告了几个月以后。
And so he prayed for several months.
他说我决定了。
He decided.
我就来做牧师了。
He decided to become a pastor.
哎呀，我说你这个决定不容易啊。
And I said, oh, what a tough choice that must have been.
是你观点价值观你有改变了。
Because it reflects a change in your value system.
如果你老是以为教授很好啊，地位很高啊，薪水很高啊，如果你老是这个旧的观念啊，那么神在你身上没有办法呼召你。
Because if you have your old nature and you keep thinking, well, what a well-paying job, what a status job of being a college professor is, then God could not empower you and call you to do his ministry.
各位弟兄姊妹，我不是说做教授不好。
Now note, I am not saying it is not good to be a professor.
在教授这个岗位上，我们为主做见证，感动学生归主，那也是很好。
That it is good if in your status, your position as a professor, you can share the gospel and have people come to believe in Jesus as well.
但是当神呼召临到他的时候
，But when Jesus calling falls upon a person,
两条路他就有一个选择了。
Then this person will have to have two paths to choose from.
选择那一条呢
？So which one would he choose?
应当有新的观点。
You must have a new point of view.
我有一个家庭医生。
I have a family physician.
有一天打电话给我。
One day he called me.
他说：“中国牧师，请你来坐一坐。
”He said, "Please come over and chat with me, Pastor Cheng."
我说：“什么事
？”I said, "What for?"
哎，他说：“你来坐就知道了。
”He said, "Come and I'll tell you."
哎呀，我去的时候有点怕。
I was a little scared when I went.
不想发现我身体有什么毛病啊
？Because I thought maybe I have some kind of disease.
因为一连检查一次，这个报告才送到他那边。
Because he has just gotten my annual physical report.
一定在我的血里面呢，也一定有什么问题啊。
Perhaps there is something wrong with my blood.
所以他不讲了。
And so he wouldn't tell me.
打电话请我去了。
So he would call me and ask me to come.
当然我要去了。
And so of course I went.
好啊，坏啊，都要去了。
Because whether it's good or bad, I have to know.
哎，坐下来的时候，他不是谈我的身体。
But when we sit down and talk, he wasn't talking about my health.
我说我来了，你叫我做什么？
I said, well, here am I. What do you want to talk about?
他说有个问题跟你商量。
He said, I have this thing to discuss with you.
我说什么问题啊？
I said, what?
他说我有感动要做传教士。
He said, I have this leading. I want to become a preacher.
哎，我说太好了。
I said, that's very good.
哎，他说你慢一点哦。
He said, but slow.
你去做传教士，我就没有家庭医生了。
But I said, slow down a bit, because if you become a full-time preacher, then I don't have a family.
我是跟他开玩笑的。
Now, of course, I was kidding him.
哎，他说你不要开玩笑。
He said, don't kid with me.
我不能做家里的医生，你还有别的医生吗？
He said, if I can't be your family physician, you can find another one.
那好，我就问他你为什么要做传教士。
So I asked him, how come you want to be a preacher?
他说啊，我觉得救人的医生啊，做救人的身体啊，不如啊救人的灵魂。
He said, it is better to be in the business of saving souls than it is in the business of healing people's bodies.
医生是很好。
It is a good profession to be.
我要为病人祷告。
And I can pray for the people who are sick.
我要借着医生呢来传福音。
And through my profession, I can share the gospel.
但是如果我全时间的传福音，那不是更好吗？
But isn't it better if I do so full time?
我说你清楚神对你的呼召吗？
I said, are you clear about God's calling?
他说已经有两三年了。
He said about two or three years. Yes.
我一直不肯答应呢。
Because I never said yes.
因为我一年收个几十万呢。
Because my annual salary is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
现在去做医生的恐怕只有几百块钱啊。
But if
去做传教士啊。
But if I were to become a preacher, perhaps it's only hundreds of dollars.
但是最后我这样决定。
But in the end, I decided.
因为神给我一个顺服的心
，because God has given me a heart of obedience，
我就发现我这个家庭医生呢有新的观点。
Then I discovered that as a family physician, I have now have a new point of view。
他选择对了
，so he made the right choice。
我又发现西雅图有个医生
，I discovered there's this doctor in Seattle，
也非常好的
，and he's a very good doctor。
他忽然间放下，跑到波士顿去念神学了。
All of a sudden, he gave up his practice and went to Boston to go to seminary。
我觉得感谢神。
I felt thankful to God.
我有一个朋友是在菲律宾。
I have a friend in the Philippines.
他在美国是一个经济学的博士。
That he has a PhD in economics in America.
他在菲律宾那个亚洲银行里面呢，坐差不多第二位的那个位置。
That he is the second in the chain of command in the Bank of Asia in the Philippines.
亚洲那些贫穷的国家要向那个亚洲银行借钱呢，还要问他。
That he is the people to come to for all the nations in Asia if they want a loan from the bank.
他没有告诉我，可能他一个的薪水大概是一万以上。
And he didn't tell me, but I believe his salary is well over $10,000 a month.
但是上一个月他告诉我，我奉献了，我不做这个事情了。
But last month he told me that I have committed my life to the Lord. I have quit.
我们中信请他来，你做副总干事。哎，他答应了，他要来美国了。
And so we have invited him to come and join us in our ministry in America to be the second in command in our ministry.
我跟他说，我们中心一个月薪水才有一千多，你要不要
？And we said our salary, the most we can pay you is about $1,000 per month.
他说要啊。
He said that's okay.
他一万多的钱不转哦，要转我们一千多。
He gave up something that was $10,000.
他说
has a salary of $1,000.
我要侍奉主。
He said I want to serve.
哎呀，我巴不得众圣徒都有这样新的观点啊。
Now wouldn't it be nice if all of Christians have this different type of view?
神没有感动我们，我们就在原来的岗位上侍奉神。
If God has not called you, then stay where you are and minister wherever you are.
神如果感动我们，我们就全时间全职奉献给他。
And if you feel God's leading, then give up whatever you are doing and serve Him full time.
最后一点
，the last point，
我们看十八节到十九节。
Look at verses 18 and 19.
这里说一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好。又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过患归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
Verses 18 and 19 All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
以神和好这个道理托付给保罗同他的同工。
And so God has given a message of reconciliation to Paul and his co-workers.
我们也看见这个劝人与人，与神和好这个道理也托付给众教会众弟兄姊妹。
And we see that we have been entrusted with the same responsibility, that of reconciliation between us and God.
今天这个世界乱七八糟，就是同神没有和好。
Today there's a lot of bad things going on in this world, and that's because the world is not reconciled to God.
今天的人充满了黑暗，充满了败坏，就是同神没有和好。
Today the world is filled with darkness, filled with badness, and that is because we are not reconciled with God.
如果与神和好的基督使者，我们要劝别人与神。
But he gave the great commission.
在四福音里面记载得很清楚。
And that is clearly recorded in the four gospels.
最主要的就是马太福音28:18-20.
The main recording being in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28:18-20.
耶稣基督说，天上地上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Jesus said that all authority in heaven and on earth has been vested in me.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
And so go and make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名跟他们施洗。
And to baptize them in the name of the Heavenly Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And to teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you.
我就常与你们同在。
And for surely I will be with you.
直到世界的末了。
Until the very end of the age.
这个大使命给初期的教会，也给我们今天末世的教会。
And so this great commission was given to the early churches as it is given to us now.
这个大使命给历代的众信徒，也是给我们这一班的弟兄姊妹。
And the great commission was given to all the preachers as well as all the Christians and the lay people.
神的心意是希望万人都得救。
And God's heart, it is God's desire that all will be saved.
虽然不是全世界的人都蒙恩得救。
Although we know that will not happen to every person in this world.
但是主的救恩是为他们预备的。
But we know that God has prepared the salvation for each and every one of us.
三两个救恩是你我的责任。
That it is our responsibility to declare this responsibility and to declare his gospel.
我们一直宣扬到有一天得救的人数填满了，耶稣基督就再来了。
And so until this day in which the pre-required number is fulfilled, then the Lord Jesus will return again.
这是罗马书十一章所告诉我们的。
And that is what is told us in Romans chapter 11.
所以我们讲到神的国度，我们知道耶稣基督快要再来，我们要尽本分，拼命地传福音。
So we talk about God's kingdom. We know that the return of the Lord Jesus Christ is imminent. Therefore, we need to strive our very best to spread the gospel.
在约翰福音第四章35节，主耶稣基督说。
In the Gospel of John in chapter 4:35, the Lord Jesus said,
你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？
Do you not say that there is still 4 months before the time of harvest?
我告诉你们，
I tell you,
庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
That the harvest is ripe, the time of harvest is at hand.
我想主耶稣基督讲这句话，应用在今天来讲，那是最妥当。
And I think this is a very applicable saying in today's world.
今天整个世界都是充满了罪恶。
Today our world is filled with sinfulness.
越是有罪，越是需要耶稣基督。
And the more sin that there is in this world, the more need we have of the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天全世界充满了不安。
Today there's a lot of confusion in this world.
人的心里面越是慌忙不定，越是需要找一个依靠。
There's a lots of hearts that are very confused, that are very lost. We need to find something that's dependable.
今天全世界的人心都是空虚的很。
There's a lot of emptiness among the people in this world.
虽然追求金钱追求学问，他们在灵里面还是觉得不满足。
People may quest after knowledge, they may quest after wealth, but still they are not satisfied.
唯有耶稣基督才能够满足他们。
Only Jesus Christ can satisfy our longing.
所以我们现在看见神的心意是这样，人的心对我们的要求也是这样。
And so we see that this is God's desire, and this is people's heart's desire as well.
目前我们看见什么？
What do we see now?
全世界有12,000群体还没听过福音。
That there's 12,000 groups in this world that have not yet heard the gospel.
整个世界的中国人还有95%还没有信耶稣。
That there's 95% of all the Chinese people in this world that are not yet believers.
不要说得很远。
Not to talk about what's far away.
就在美国这个地方。
In America,
每一年从外国移民进来的华人有50,000以上。
That there are over 50,000 Asian immigrants coming to America every single year.
那么这些都是我们工作的对象。
Now these are that we can all share the gospel with.
还有在美国里面出生的这些 ABC 还没算在里面。
And these numbers don't even count all the people that are born in America, the ABCs.
离我们最近的就是中南美洲。
In distance, in close proximity to us, is Central America.
中南美洲有400,000的华人。
In Central and South America, there are over 400,000 Asian descendants.
没有几个传教士在那边做工。
There are very few missionaries there.
我们要讲到台湾。
Let's talk about Taiwan.
信耶稣的人不到3%呢。
There are less than 3% among the population that are believers of Christ.
因为台湾的居民太注重拜偶像。
because they are all into idol worshiping in Taiwan.
我们不单要为他们祷告，而且我们要做一个宣教师回去的拯救我们自己的同胞。
We not only need to pray for them, but we need to have the heart of becoming a missionary to go back and be used among their lives.
香港1997就会完了。
In 1997, Hong Kong will return to mainland rule.
澳门1999大概也就没有了。
In 1999, Macau will have the same.
以后怎么样不知道。
What will happen then?
到现在两个地方我都去过了。最近这个他们的渴慕是什么？赶快呀，耶稣基督，他要耶稣基督。
What are their desires? I've been to both of these places recently. There is a general population that the trend is to want Jesus Christ.
以前我在那边布道的时候，都是面临几个五六个七八个信耶稣。
Previously, when I've been there before, when I had gospel meetings, there's only very few people show up.
这一次去的时候，哎呀，一个晚上一呼召就四五十个跑到前面来，他们要耶稣。
But this time when I went, when I made the altar call, 40 and 50, they came up and swarmed toward the altar.
所以现在香港、澳门呢，就等着我们去收割啊。
And so now the harvest is ripe in Hong Kong and Macau.
再讲到中国大陆。
Let's talk about the Chinese mainland.
只有5%、6%的人信耶稣。
There's only 5 or 6% who are believers.
他们不要世界，也没有世界可贪呢。
Now they have no worldly distractions.
他们单单要耶稣基督。
They only want Jesus Christ.
他们对共产主义有个信心的危机。
They have a faith crisis in the communist system.
他们看清楚了，四十年来看清楚了，他们不要共产主义。
They're very clear that in the past 4 decades that communism has not done much for them.
现在他们仍忍住他们心找，究竟那一条道路才对呀？耶稣这道路对。
And so there's a lot of searching and examining going on right now to see which one is the better path, and Christianity clearly is.
如果四年之后改变了，可以自由回去传福音了，你肯不肯？
Now, if in 10 years the doors were to open wide and you can't go in as a missionary, would you?
你是回去参观探亲呢，还是回去传福音呢？
Would you simply go back as a tourist or perhaps to visit your relatives, or would you go back as a missionary?
我觉得我们今天住在美国的弟兄姊妹，我们责任很重很重。
I feel that you and I who live in North America, we have a very heavy responsibility.
主让我们在这里享受安全的那个福气。
God has given us a peacefulness and a security here in America.
主让我们在这里享受高等的教育。
That we can obtain very high education.
主让我们在这里享受物质的丰富。
That we can have abundance in materialism.
我们有没有想到主耶稣基督在我们身上的托付啊？
But have we thought about the commission that the Lord has given us?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你肯不肯对耶稣、对三位一体的神的呼召有个反应呢？
My brothers and sisters, would you care to respond to the calling of God, to the triune God who calls you?
今天在华人的工厂，在世界工厂是要短期的三教士。
In the harvest, there's among the Chinese and the Asian descendants, there's a big need for short-term missionaries.
耶稣要长期的三教士。
And Jesus also requires and demands long-term missionaries.
这个长期的三教士里边，有的人可以带着侍奉，你的专业奉献给主，不必在读神学，你就可以去参加了。
Sometimes as a long-term missionary, you can go places where your education and your profession will let you in, and you can be that profession. You don't have to necessarily go to seminary.
这个长期的传教是需要一些专职的传教士，就是念神学的。愿意出去做牧师的传道人，也需要这样的人。
Now, of course, there is a need for those people who are particularly trained from seminaries.
我们应该为这些祷告。
We need to pray for these needs.
看看神对我们讲什么。
To see what God says to you.
你愿意不愿意试试看？
Do you want to try?
请大家低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我愿意大家对神的话有一个回应。
Contemplate and respond, each of you, to the word of God.
我们知道我们奉主的名聚会，主就在我们中间。
We know that we come together and congregate in the name of the Lord, and so He is among us.
主耶稣基督看见工厂是要短期的传教士。
We see that there is a need for short-term missionaries.
奉献几个礼拜也可以。
It is okay if you just give a few weeks of your time.
奉献一年两年也可以。
Or a year or two.
神有对你说话吗？
Has God spoken to you?
也许你长期觉得有困难。
Perhaps it is difficult to become a long-term missionary.
你愿意短期去做做吗？
Do you want to become a short-term one?
现在在加州很多的教会参加了短期的宣教。
There's a lot of churches in California that participate in short-term missions.
你愿意吗？
Do you want to become one of them?
你对神说。
You tell God.
现在有些工厂不能派牧师进去。
Sometimes there are harvests that cannot admit pastors.
但是可以派带职的宣教士进去。
But if you have a legitimate profession, they'll let you in.
神要使用你的专业。
If God were to call you to use your profession,
你愿意奉献吗？
Do you want to commit yourself?
神更需要是专职的，就是做牧师的这样的宣教士。
And there is an ever greater need that God wants people to go to seminary to be trained.
你愿意奉献出来读神学吗？
Do you want to commit yourself? Are you willing?
你愿意受差遣参加一个差会到工厂去吗？
Do you want to be sent by a missionary organization to these harvests?
请你祷告。
Pray, please pray.
我现在奉主的名有呼召。
And now,In the name of the Lord, I will have an altar call.
你愿意答应主去做短期的宣教师，几个礼拜也可以，多到一年、两年也可以。你有感动，请你举手。
Raise your hand if you feel led. You want to participate as a missionary, whether it be short term, a couple weeks, or long term, a couple years.
有那几位，请你举起手来。
Please raise your hand if you're willing.
短期的宣教师。
For short term missionary.
好，请放下。
Please put your hands down.
神也是要用。长期的宣教士
And God has a need of long-term missions, missionaries.
如果你愿意做代职的，而且愿意做牧师、读神学、做牧师的，请你举手。
If you want to go to seminary to be trained, or if you want to go in as a special profession, raise your hand. Thank God.
好，感谢主，请放下。
Please put your hands down.
我要为你们祷告。
I would pray for you.
主耶稣在我们中间。
Jesus among us.
请刚才举手的都站起来，帮助你的信心。
For the people who have lifted up their hands, please stand up.
短期宣教的站起来。
That if you want to be a short-term missionary, stand up.
长期做宣教士的站起来。
If you want to commit long-term, please
stand up. 刚才所有举手的都站起来。
All of you who have lifted up your hands, stand up.
如果刚才没有举手，你现在有感动，请你站起来。
If you didn't lift up your hand, but you want to stand up, that's okay too.
有哪一位？请站起来。感谢主，有人站起来。还有哪一位？
Stand up. Stand up.
还有哪一位
Are there more?
赶快你不能再等你了
We will not wait forever
好我们低头祷告
Let us pray
亲爱的主我们感谢你
Heavenly Father, dear Lord, we thank you
因为你在我们中间向我们说话
Because you speak to us, you're among us
有人答应你的呼召
That there are people who answer to your call
站在你面前的每一位
They stand in front of you
他们都有不同的决定
They all have their own decisions
他们已经在你的面前表示他们的心念
They have responded with their hearts
求你悦纳他们的奉献
Please take their offerings.
保守他们今天立志所决定的。
Please keep them as they make their decisions today.
造就他们。
To edify them.
到了时候差遣他们。
And when the time comes to send them.
无论是短期的，无论是长期的，都使用他们。
Short term or long term, use them, Lord.
还有坐在你面前的每一位。
And all the people who sit in front of
you. 他们已经答应过要为你做个人布道。
And all those who committed to personal evangelism.
也求你使用他们。
Father, use them too.
在本地为你做见证。
And no matter where they are, that they will shine for you.
引导多人归主。
That people would become Christians because.
使到你的国度不断的增长。
So that your kingdom would increase.
我们这样的祷告。
And this we pray.
是奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.